May the Lord help us to commence with hymn 297. Jehovah has said, 'tis left on record, the righteous are one with Jesus the Lord. At all times he loves them, 'twas for them he died. Yet oft times he proves them, for grace must be tried. Hymn 297.
Thank you. together from the Word of God, from the prophecy of Isaiah, reading together from chapter 58. Prophecy of Isaiah, reading together from chapter 58. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, the house of Jacob their sins. Yet they seek me daily, and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness, and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labours. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate, to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. Is it such a fast that I have chosen, a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush, to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, and that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy rear reward. Then shalt thou call, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. Thou shalt be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honourable, and shalt honour him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Thou wilt cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth, and the Lord hath spoken it. May the Lord bless that reading, his word of truth, and help us to venture to the throne of grace, calling upon his name. O Lord, our God, O do look down upon us each, Lord. We come feeling our own helplessness, our own insufficiency. And, O Lord, we look to thee that we might each realize this time thine all-sufficient grace and spirit to come upon each one of us, to lead us forth before thee and to thy feet in faith and in love to thy name, but praying, seeking, thou wilt bless us each with a teachable spirit, that we might learn and know of thee, that we might again partake of thy gospel grace, the precious things of Jesus Christ, all those things that thou hast done and wrought for sinners, those things, Lord, that have been made precious to our souls. For, O Lord, we think on the whole blessedness of thy cross. And, O Lord, we think of the grace that came to us, the grace that changed us, the grace that humbled us and broke us up, the grace that brought us to feel a need of thee, and the grace that drew us to Calvary. And, to look with hope unto him for life and salvation through his precious sin atoning blood. We thank thee, Lord, for that mercy that flowed through thy blood, that mercy that cleansed us and healed us, that mercy that brought us to see and to behold a God of love to a sinful race of people. And the mercy, the precious gift of his dearly beloved Son to lay down his life for the unworthy, for the backslider, for the sinner. And this is our mercy today. As we gather together in thy name, draw each of our hearts unto thee, Lord, that we might come again and behold the wonders of thy grace in poor, needy sinners being brought together, being bound up together, gathered in through the gospel, that we might again be found at thy feet, and with those true thankful hearts for all that thou hast done for us. Lord, do help us to render to thee praise and the glory which belongeth to thee. Lord, hear us in our prayers and petitions. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt come and attend upon each need at this time. We commit to thee, Lord, each and every one before thee, the babe in arms, to the eldest of thy people here. We commit each and every one to thee, that there may be that beginning, that grace secretly working, moving with power. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that we may each be drawn to Thee, again to seek Thy face. And oh, do come to each of our needs, Lord. Our needs are great as we come before Thee now, Lord. We come feeling to be so poor spiritually and inwardly, Lord. And we come, Lord, pleading that only worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our only plea, a plea for mercy, that Thou wilt lift us up, Lord, above ourselves, above these time-state things, above, Lord, this earthly and the cares of this earth, all its concerns. But, oh Lord, to lift up our poor souls, to draw near to Thee, that we might enjoy at this time a little sweet union and fellowship with Thee. Oh, we thank Thee, Lord, that the tabernacle of God is with men. And we think of that precious word. Name shall be called Emmanuel, God with us. The tabernacle of God is with men. Oh, Jehovah Jesus, oh, help us to serve Thee. Oh, help us to come to Thee for all needed help at this time. The help, Lord, of that dear Syrophoenician woman came before Thee and worshipped at Thy feet, saying, Lord, help me. Come then, Lord, draw near to us, arise, the Son of Righteousness arising with healing in His wings. Lord, that alone can restore us. That alone can bring us near to Thee. Oh, that alone in Thy word and in Thy truth, Thy gracious, precious promises to us, the salvation that is in the gospel, and all the blessings of eternal life promised to Thy people. Bring us, Lord, into the truth and the comfort of these blessings, that our souls might live, have life and have it more abundantly in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, do, Lord, then look down upon us. We thank Thee, Lord, for being with us through the week that is now past, the scenes of each and every day, to experience Thy loving kindnesses and Thy tender mercies, to experience Thy gracious hand that has always been upon us, not always sensible with us, Lord, we confess, but we know that none shall pluck them out of Thy hand. Therefore, Lord, being found in Thy hands, oh, we thank Thee, Lord. Oh, for watching over us, for preserving us, for keeping us, for supplying all our needs here below, for granting us the measure of health and strength naturally to continue, Lord, here below. Lord, help us to praise and to bless Thee. And Lord, that Thine eye, oh, it is ever upon the righteous, Lord. We do not always feel and know that truth being righteous, but through the merits of Thy precious blood and Thy perfect obedience at Calvary, that righteousness that thou hast wrought for us can never be taken from us. And we thank thee, Lord, that from time to time thou dost cause our poor souls to rest upon the blessing. We feel ourselves to be so unworthy of such gracious a garment as this that was wove for us at Calvary. But, O Lord, we still feel our sins. We still feel the body of death. We still feel and know that evil is with us, even when we would do good. That in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. And yet thy righteousness remains. Oh, wonderful mercy, wonderful mystery to us, Lord. What thou hast done and wrought for us, thou hast done forever. And, O Lord, it doth encourage our faith. But we thank thee, Lord, that thou hast blessed us with a gift of repentance, confessing our sins and iniquities before thee, that we would seek, Lord Jesus, to be cleansed from all unrighteousness. O Lord, we thank thee for that sin which was so abhorrent unto thee, and in the precious gift of thy dearly beloved Son hath put away all our sin, and yet remains abhorrent unto us. We thank thee, Lord, that we shall never look upon sin or esteem it indeed to be a light thing, not when thou, Lord, didst suffer in our room instead at Calvary, wounds and bruises for our sins and iniquities. We thank thee, Lord, for thy word and for thy truth, for the scriptures of truth. We thank thee, Lord, for this day. We thank thee, Lord, for the separation, Lord, this day, to worship thee, to be found at thy feet and in the sanctuary of thy house. We thank thee for this cause of truth. We thank thee for the witness of the gospel in this thy house of prayer, the witness preached in the gospel, the witness in the souls of thy dear people, the witness in this locality. And we pray that there may be yet others gathered in, that there may be a further witness of the precious work of grace in the souls of sinners. And these things we commit to thee, Lord. And we pray that the gospel may be proclaimed this day, that it may have free course, and that thou wilt, Lord, by and through the gospel, speak comfort, peace and blessings to the souls of thy people. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. O Lord, may they be blessed this day. Hear all the prayers and the petitions that are offered up to thee this day. And in thy name be unto them prayer hearing and prayer answering. Help them, Lord Jesus, to wait upon thee. And oh, we do pray, Lord, hear the prayers, the petitions of the saints in this thy house, or the many concerns, the many needs, the many prayers and petitions offered up to thee. Lord, hear them. We do pray, Lord, for each of thy sent servants this day. Be mouth, matter and wisdom for them. Help them to stand forth upon the walls of Zion as true watchmen, placed upon the walls of Jerusalem, that shall hold their peace neither day nor night. O Lord, do draw near to them. give them utterance in thy name. Do come to thy servant, Lord, as we call upon thee. O Lord, feeling his own weakness, his own insufficiency, and standing in thy holy pulpit, feeling to be so unworthy, come to his help, Lord. Speak through him by thy Spirit. Show him what to say. Pray that thy word shall not return unto thee void, but thou wilt prosper thy word whereto thou wilt send it. We do pray that sower and reaper may rejoice together. O Lord, may he may be made useful to thee and useful to thy people here, and that thy word through him may be heard and received and mixed with faith in our hearts. And help us this day, that we may be enabled each to say that we have been with Jesus. Jesus, the one thing needful. Come to us each, then, we pray. Pardon and forgive our every sin, in and through the name and person, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn number 740. Lord, when I hear thy children talk, and I believe 'tis often true, how with delight thy ways they walk, and gladly thy commandments do. In my own breast I look and read accounts so very different there, that had I not thy blood to plead, each sight would sink me to despair. Hymn 740.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit. We would seek to draw your attention to the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 58 and reading together from verse 14. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 58, reading together from verse 14. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The prophet was bidden to cry aloud and spare not, lift up thy voice like a trumpet. They were bidden by the Lord many times to bear the burden of the word of the Lord, respecting the sins and the iniquities of the people, and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Dear friends, if the Lord's ministers come before you and preach the gospel and they preach sin, do not tire of hearing of it, dear friends, but pray that the Lord may take the word and apply it to thy soul, because sin has thrust millions to death, spiritual and eternal. The Lord Jesus said of the devil that he was a murderer from the beginning. And he was, dear friends. And all those that have been born into this world, never brought to look inward spiritually and to behold their sin, and gone forth to the end of their days, they're in torment today, dear friends, and shall be forever. Never tire of this truth, the knowledge of sin. The scriptures declare and show to us, as the Lord spake through the prophet Jeremiah, I believe that it is in Jeremiah chapter 21, I have shown you the way of life, and I have shown you the way of death. The broad way to destruction, the narrow way to life. And it is laid out, dear friends, in the scriptures of truth. And Jesus alone, God's precious gift, is the way, the truth, and the life. So if the ministers of the gospel lift up their voices like a trumpet, dear friends, and speak of sin, may the Lord, the Holy Spirit, give an hearing ear to hear and to receive it and to apply it to the soul, that thy soul might live and have life and have it more abundantly. He saw their worship. Yes, God saw their worship. It was hypocritical. It was like unto the worship of the scribes and the Pharisees who believed God to be their Father. Oh, but the solemn truth that they taught for the commandments of God, the traditions of men. Isn't that the religion of today? It is. Many doing good, but it is of works of righteousness in themselves. Let us know what this humble and this contrite heart is that the Lord has given to his dear people. And it is only when he will give the poor and the contrite heart that the Lord will abide in the heart. He cannot abide in it without that, dear friends. No, it has been a heart made meet to worship him. And we need that heart today, dear friends. But I want to come to the words of our text, but leading up to them from verse 13. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honourable, and shalt honour him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Dear friends, let us honour the Lord upon his day. 6 days. God created the heavens and the earth, and he saw that all was good. He was pleased. It was perfect. And he rested upon the seventh day. And dear friends, we have that day today. That day that is God's holy day. The day that he has appointed, where he will be worshipped, served, honoured, reverenced, glorified. This day, today, the Sabbath, the Lord's day. From doing thy pleasure on my holy day. A day set apart, a day sanctified by the Lord our God, that we should separate ourselves with grace in our hearts to the worship of God, to serve him, to seek him. And not doing our own pleasure, dear friends. Not pleasing the flesh. To turn aside. Dear friends, it doesn't mean the pleasure of this world necessarily. It means, dear friends, from doing our own pleasure, from seeking those things that we might think to be right and good upon this day. Dear friends, there will be no mingling in the world. No. The day is set apart. It is not pleasing ourselves and going forth to those things that we might even seem to appear to be good and right. those things that are an offence to the Lord. Serving the flesh, pleasing the flesh, satisfying the flesh. But to call the Sabbath a delight, to delight in the ordinances of his house, to delight in his house of prayer, to call upon his name, to delight to sit under the precious truths of the gospel, to delight our souls in the grace and the mercy of our God, to delight in his gracious and precious promises that he has made to us. Dear friends, these things superabound over everything of this earth. There are many things with which we have to attend to, and lawfully so. There are those mercies to be shown upon the Lord's day. But those things, dear friends, that we're connected with during the week, let us be helped to lay them all aside. I am thankful. I had so many responsibilities in my place of work. I had so much laid upon me, managing two departments, and also teaching the apprentices, NVQs and so forth. But I was so thankful, dear friends, that all these things, when finished, the course of a week, I could put them down. It isn't always the case. But not only put them down, but cease from talking about them. That this day might be a day separate and a day exclusive to the worship of our God. May the Lord help us, and shalt honour him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. And this is the thing, speaking thine own words. The proneness to speak of the things of the past week. Yes, it's wonderful to speak of the mercies of the Lord that we've known and enjoyed, but I'm speaking of those things where we've been connected in the world, in our toils and labours here below. Let us lay them aside. And someone posed a question to me during the week. Why are there so many leaving our denomination? Well, one or two things came into my mind. It may be that they have gone from us because they are not of us. We would pray that the Lord would change their minds if that was the case. Only he can do it. But there is an easy believism, dear friends, today. They seem to think and believe there is too much strictness in our denomination, in our worship. Dear friends, let us hold fast to true doctrine. Let us be steadfast in our faith and love to the Lord. Let us put him first, dear friends. And he has shown us in his word how that we shall please him and serve him. How we shall walk in the light of his truth and keep his commandments. He has shown to us this. Friends, look to his word. There are so many, dear friends, turned to finding another way, as it were, into the fold of Christ's grace. Yes, climbing up some other way. And I do believe that that is a solemn truth today. Stand fast, dear friends, in the traditions that we've received, not the traditions of men, but the traditions in the scriptures and in the gospel that has been preached to us. Let us stand fast in those traditions. The Lord has sent his ministers to preach through his Spirit. And that is what we want today. Not man's teaching. I pray that the Lord will hold each one of us to himself, constrain us by his love to serve him, and then the blessings that follow in our text. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. There may be some that have come today seeking that they might know the Lord in his salvation. Dear friends, it is a great mercy to be found in the house of the Lord on his holy day and seeking him. And dear friends, if the Lord has begun a good work, it is his grace in the heart that has brought thee to the means of grace, to worship him and to seek his salvation for thy soul. And dear friends, to seek for this delight, this pleasure, that's what it is, pleasure, delight. Something that the soul can rejoice in. I was driving this morning upon the placards on the motorway. It was showing certain events today that there will be hold-ups and delays here and there, two different events. And I thought, dear friends, there go I, but for the grace of God. The grace of God, dear friends, that's brought me to his house, brought me into the blessings of his gospel, brought me to behold his great salvation, brought me to see the covenant of his grace was a covenant of grace fixed for me. But what about thee? This is the delight of the Lord. What he has done for sinners by grace. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. This is where the Lord is to be found. In the ordinances of his house, in the preaching of the gospel. The scriptures of truth. I just think of that word in chapter 55. Blessed word, dear friends. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord. Grace. We cannot return unto the Lord, dear friends, without grace. Salvation is all grace. Free love and grace, and it is centered in Jesus. No other. There's no other name under heaven given amongst men, whereby we may be saved. Let him return unto the Lord. No, friends, it won't be of any works of righteousness in ourselves, no strength of our own, dear friends. It is all of grace. And he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Think of that, dear man. Upon Calvary's tree, the abundance of pardon. Because, dear friends, that abundance of pardon will cover all thy sins, dear friends. It is in that precious blood that he shed. And oh, to have that blessed and applied to the conscience, to cleanse it and to heal it, is the blessing. Oh, to know that precious gift. Of that salvation that is with our God. This is the mercy. Mercy through blood I make my plea. God be merciful to me. A sinner. Vile, base, evil. And yet grace. Abundant pardon. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. What a mercy it is that we can come to the Lord's house this morning. Have we to come and to delight ourselves, our poor souls, in the Lord? Why, dear friends, this is one of the greatest blessings that can come to any poor needy sinner. For a soul to delight itself in the Lord. We think of the precious blessings of our God, a God in covenant with his people. Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Isn't that the mercy, delighting ourselves? You know, the church should always joy in their God, to delight their souls in him. All their joy comes from him, because all the joy, the peace and the blessings and the promises of a God in covenant with his people are all found in the person of his dearly beloved Son. This is all our joy. Our joy should always and constantly be found in our God. Oh, think, dear friends, of the great thing that he has done. When man fell into ruin, God's mercy came immediately. The seed of the woman that should bruise the serpent's head. Oh, this joy. Because, dear friends, this blessing came to us, our salvation. And oh, it was a salvation, dear friends, I began, loved with an everlasting love. It was God's Heavenly Father's love that came to us through Jesus. Covenant love. He saw the ruin of our nature, yet, dear friends, made covenant, and with the blessing, the dear Lord Jesus undertaking the whole cause and interest of his church, came to be our mediator, to gather the rebel sinners to God again. One to mediate, one to fill the breach, one to make reconciliation, one to save and to redeem, and one to restore the sinner into the fold of God's grace, that they should be blessed with salvation, redemption, and adoption into children of God. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. I just thought of that word. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with a robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. Precious, dear friends, is that robe of Christ's righteousness precious? And it adorned our naked soul forever. This is the blessing. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I believe from there, dear friends, to know our salvation sealed upon our consciences through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, then, dear friends, we walk with God. Oh, what mercy it is. We follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. We delight in his word and in his truth, because here, dear friends, he speaks to us in the gospel. Here he meets our deep needs in the gospel. Oh, see, dear friends, where Jesus came, did he ever deny any? His grace, his mercy, his compassion, his pity. Did he ever turn any away? Did he ever let any down? No. And, dear friends, what he came to do is a delight of our souls, because he did it for us also. This is the mercy. See that mad Gadarene, found at the feet of Jesus and in his right mind. Oh, do we know what that is, dear friends? What is it to have a right mind? I mean, many may be walking the earth today, thinking and believing, well, they've got a right mind. It is only a right mind, dear friends, when the heart has been changed and the mind has been renewed and looking to God. That is the right mind, found at the feet of Jesus, looking up to him as our Saviour and our Redeemer and friend, and being found in our right mind in the worship of his great and his holy name. This is being found in our right minds, dear friends. It is what God has done in Christ for us. And then, dear friends, to delight thyself in the Lord, to delight in his word and promises, to delight in his offices and characters. We have mentioned the way that he has brought us, but the doctrines of free grace, embrace them, dear friends. God's covenant love, his election and choice of us, dear friends. Oh, we will always delight in that, dear friends, it will always be a wonderment to our poor souls why that God should ever have looked upon any one of us at all. Oh, it often comes into my poor soul, a poor, miserable wretch undone should ever look down upon me. Delight thyself in the Lord, in his electing love, his choice of me. I was no better than any other. I do believe that the Lord's dear people will know and feel that. And then, dear friends, all the arrangement of our salvation made on our behalf, and the very place where he would meet with us and change us and renew us, brought us into the blessings of Christ's cross. And then he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Blessed truth, dear friends, to the Lord's dear people, because he is managing for thee, he is managing for thee and me. He is continuing in our course here below. We're under his guiding care, his keeping, his provision, his watchfulness, his love and his mercy and grace upon us. And we're comforted by his precious truth and promises, which he will never fail concerning us, that he will never leave us nor forsake us, though yes, we have many things to confess and to repent of, and yet he remains the same to us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is constant, he is true, and he is faithful, a faithful God to his people. It is something for our souls to lay hold upon, dear friends, because we're so faithless. Isn't it true? I feel it. And then, dear friends, heaven prepared for us, dear friends, heaven. May we delight in the Lord. May we delight in him today. May we delight in his promises to dwell with the twos and the threes that gather together, his presence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That is such an important truth in true divine worship of God, Spirit and truth. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. What can this mean, dear friends? Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this earth. My kingdom is not of this earth. And then another truth that Jesus spake, the kingdom of God is within you. It isn't of this earth. No. The blessing and the truth is shown to us that when we were blessed and with salvation, that the Lord came and he met with us and he changed us. He brought us to himself. And the word says, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dearly beloved Son. Translated us, not of this earth, delivered us from the power of darkness. Think of it, dear friends, where we were, sinners, Satan in us, evil in us, translated. That was the blessing of salvation, wasn't it? The blessing of redeeming love. And dear friend, this kingdom is above this earth. Cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. It is above this earth. thought in respect of this? Is in this that God looks down upon us, dear friends, as those whom he has raised up and delivered from darkness to light, brought into the kingdom of his dearly beloved Son? And these few, dear friends, this remnant through grace, are dearly loved by God. And he has brought them out of this earth, and they hold this earth as but with the fingertips, because there is nothing in this earth for us, dear friends. We have been raised up above it. And God has raised us up, dear friends, that he would keep us and preserve us to himself. He has raised us up, dear friends, above all this earthly and time state, things here below. He has raised us up above prime ministers, above governments, above royalties. Yes, he has risen, he's lifted us up, dear friends, above all men. That is why we ride upon the high places of the earth, because this little company of God's people, dear friends, are above all. All the men of the earth. And they have power with God. He says, and he hath made us kings and priests unto God. You see, we're kings and priests above every man of the earth, every woman of the earth, all those that rule in government and are in power, all kingdoms, kings, queens. Yes, this people are higher and above all them. And they have power with God. They're kings and priests with God. They commune with God. They're near to God. He is in the heart. They're in his heart of love. They belong to him. He owns them. They're his people. And he will never let them go. No. And we will find, dear friends, there is nothing here for a poor soul. Nothing. We will find this truth, that we have power with God over all people, nations and kingdoms, because we can venture to God. We can commune with God. We can call upon our God. We can venture into the holiest of all, dear friends, above the veil. Jesus ever liveth to make intercession for us. Yes. Now, dear friend, praying in the vestry before we came into the Lord's house here, said a word twice, repeated it twice. Our eyes are up unto thee. Dear friends, not down there. That was a mercy for Jehoshaphat. Moab and Ammon, the Ammonites, came up against the children of Israel. What are they going to do? This great army coming against them. The prayer of Jehoshaphat and all Israel, the families, the mothers, the parents and the children and the babes in arms. Oh, they're all gathered. And Jehoshaphat, a poor man. Yes, he was a king, he had a kingdom and an army, but he was a poor man, dear friends. He couldn't go out against them, no. He didn't know what to do, but our eyes are up unto thee. Oh, dear friends, power. Because that was his only resort. Looking up. Not down there, dear friends. Not to self. No. Cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. And then this, dear friends, another truth. I knew a dear woman. She went on holiday to her sons in Devon, I think it was. And she was going for 2 weeks. Stay with him and see the grandchildren and so forth. She was taken poorly on holiday. She had to go and see the doctor. Then she had to be referred to a specialist. Then an emergency operation. She was under the dispensation of God, that dear woman. But she was above this earth in her affliction, dear friends. When they wheeled her, the nurses wheeled her into the operating theatre, she said to them, "Can you leave me for a minute while I pray to my Lord?" And they left her. You see, she was above the nurses. She was above the surgeon. And she was looking, dear friends, to the physician of souls. And the physician that was able to heal body and soul together. The physician, the good physician, had already healed her poor soul. And she committed her poor body unto him. But you see, she wasn't ashamed to let any know that her God was in heaven, and that was where her prayer went forth. She came through and returned ultimately after many, many weeks to her home, riding upon the high places of the earth, dear friends. Above man, above our afflictions, above our troubles. I think of Psalm 107, closing verses. "Yet setteth he the poor on high from affliction, and maketh him families like a flock." High, lifted up high, above their affliction, above their troubles, because they're coming to the Lord in respect of them. And their faith is centered in him. And they commit all their matters and concerns to him. And if you read Psalm 107, how that those times and seasons of distresses that came upon the people, then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. Oh, he setteth He the poor on high from affliction, the high places of the earth. And I just quote another word in Deuteronomy, dear friends, a precious word respecting the Lord's dear people. Happy art thou, O Israel, who is like unto thee, O people, saved by the Lord, the shield of thy help, and who is the sword of thy excellency, and thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Dear friends, the Lord's dear people, the children of Israel were to go into the promised land. They were to tread upon their high places, all the idolatry, all the groves, all the vanity that was left in the land. They were to tread upon them and destroy them. And dear friends, with grace in our hearts, we can tread upon the high places of this earth, because we have been lifted up on high. That's the mercy, isn't it? Tread them underfoot, dear friends, because they have no part with us. No. Cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth. This is our mercy, but our time is gone. I'm unable to just open up the last words and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. Dear friends, continually to feast upon the Lord, as the children of Israel brought, as the Lord brought the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, through that vast wilderness. He provided for them, he fed them, he defended them and protected them against all their enemies. Oh, dear friends, when we think of the impossibility of it indeed, but is there anything impossible with him? But spiritually, the application is this, dear friends, that we will continue to be watched over, preserved, and feast upon him, feast upon his name, feast upon his promises, feast upon his grace and goodness and his mercy. Oh, feast upon him, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, and the prospect that they were journeying to the promised land, and the prospect that we have today, that we're journeying a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. An inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. This blessing, Lord, we shall have to finish there, dear friends. I'd thought to speak of more. May the Lord bless what has been tended this morning. Amen.
Last Lord's Day was £670, and at our special services on Monday, £750 for the Bethesda Short Stay Fund, for both of which we are very thankful. And God willing, Mr. Ince will administer the Lord's Supper after this evening's service. There'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Pickett. Mr. Ashby will preach on Tuesday evening. And God willing, Mr. Jabez Rutt next Lord's Day. Let us close with hymn 746 apart. I'll read the first verse and we'll sing the second. Jesus is our God and Saviour, guide and counsellor and friend, bearing all our misbehaviour, kind and loving to the end. Trust him. He will not deceive us, though we hardly of him deem. He will never, never leave us. nor will let us quietly him. Hymn 746, we'll sing just verse 2.
Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and communion of God, the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.